his appointment would not overturn abortion rights immediately. However, there is a concern among abortion rights supporters that another Supreme Court justice, or maybe even two more, could leave the court in the years ahead, and it's possible that the balance would change and that the Supreme Court would overturn abortion rights, making abortion illegal. And then the question is, what would happen in the state of Illinois? Representative Sarah Feigenholz has introduced the bill. The concern that she has is with the Illinois Abortion Law of 1975, which states that the state of Illinois intends to make abortion illegal.
If Roe is overturned, essentially the trigger law is that we would revert back to abortion being illegal, even some forms of birth control being illegal.
You spoke with Emily Trzynski, executive director of the Illinois Right to Life organization. What does she say about the law?
Well, for one thing, she disagrees about whether the Illinois abortion law of 1975 is actually a trigger law.
We believe that they're really just kind of using this drama on the national level in order to try and push an extreme bill.
How do supporters of the bill respond to that?
I talked with Lori Chaitin, who is an official at the ACLU of Illinois. And she acknowledges that this 1975 law might not automatically take effect if Roe v. Wade is overturned. But she says there's uncertainty about this. So that's why the ACLU wants to get that language off the books.
And one of the Democrats voting yes told a story about how she had once had an abortion.
Yes, that was State Representative Kelly Cassidy. And she told the story of how she had a difficult pregnancy and opted to have an abortion as a way of preserving her fertility. So I asked her about her reasons for going public with this story, and this is what she said.
Inevitably, it comes up, like, why are we still having this conversation, you know, 40-some years later? The very real answer to that is that we have stigmatized abortion to the extent that while I know in my heart that everyone in the Capitol knows at least one person who's had an abortion, they don't know that they have.
What else do opponents of the bill say about their reason for trying to stop it?
The Republicans who oppose the bill are speaking out in particular against provisions that would allow state funding to provide abortions through health insurance. And that would be health insurance for state employees, and it would also cover the portion of Medicaid that's funded by the Illinois state government. Here's what Emily Trzynski of Illinois Right to Life says about that.
I feel like this is very out of touch with the national feeling on abortion and with what Illinoisans want.
What do abortion rights activists have to say about the funding question?
Well, here's what Bridget Leahy, Director of Public Policy for Planned Parenthood of Illinois, had to say about that.
It shouldn't depend on her zip code, her lack of income, those kinds of things. It's discriminatory to target poor women and put restrictions on their health coverage.
Is it true that many women from other states come to Illinois for abortions?
That is what people on both sides of the issue say. And, you know, opponents point to that as something that's shameful. But on the other hand, someone like Bridget Leahy at Planned Parenthood says that she wants Illinois to remain a sort of oasis where abortions are safe and legal.